The Nutrition Minute on Vikings Huddle is presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Junior Reporter is brought to you by U.S. Bank, official bank of the Minnesota Vikings.
Stick around for another Minnesota adventure on Vikings Explorers.
God, I haven't been in a boat for a long time. It feels so good.
You got the day off and you're going to go fishing. Yeah.
Plan was to go to a lake earlier, but we got there and decided that a better choice would be coming to the Mississippi River here. We're going to see what happens out here and see if we can catch a few fish. And hopefully all you guys are going to be kind of excited about getting out and going fishing and trying some new things and just having a blast, okay?
Hey, my name is Jeremiah Searles. I'm an offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings, and we're out here on November 8th, 55 degrees, beautiful day out here on the Mississippi River fishing, and I got an opportunity to come out here with these guys, and I haven't got a chance to go out a lot up here, so the opportunity to come out here and fish is awesome. I'm really excited about it.
We're looking actually for anything that bites, so somebody that tells you they're specifically fishing for a species, they might be, but they're going to take anything that bites, and that's kind of where we're at. What we'd like to catch are some smallies, some smallmouth bass, but yeah, it's hard telling. You got a fish?
I had one.
Yeah, you did.
You distracted me.
I saw the line go.
I know.
To
I
the
was
right.
Like trying to like think and like. When I was growing up, this place Crooked Creek was the name of it in Colorado, just outside of Eagle, Colorado, and we used to have competitions as far as who could cast the most times and bring them in, and if you lost it, you had to hand the pole off. And I think the record was like 15 or 16 times in a row that you could throw out there, and like you just had a little fly that you'd put on, and you'd put on a little fly and you'd just sit there and let it skim right across. And if you go out there in the mornings, you go out there right at nighttime when they were feeding, it literally looked like it was raining into the water.
There's a hole.
There we go.
There it is. Fish number one.
Stacked up in there. Always got to kiss the fish.
Wow. Now go back and tell your friends. See ya.
When young people first start fishing, it doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a big, beautiful boat like this. There's all kinds of places you can go, and you can, if you look, you can find a place to stand on shore and fish.
Yeah, I'm definitely just stuck on a rock here.
Either it's a turtle. If you go fishing and they bite, they're really biting on that day. It is so much fun. But there are some times you go fishing and they don't bite. But you still got to have something, make it fun, and think about what you learn. Because there's always something to learn.
We'll get up in Canada and there's no cell phone service.
That's the best.
It takes you a while to kind of detox.
Yeah.
That's literally the best way to describe it, is like just a detox from your phone. Because at first you kind of panic a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to like, I need to be connected, and then you get out here and you don't even think about it.
Well, unfortunately, I guess it's time that we need to go in. And it's always difficult, but for the short amount of time that we were out today, we managed to find some fish, found some good spots, talked a bunch about it too, and talked a bunch about other stuff. And that's kind of everything that's going on about fishing. It's not just about the fish, it's oftentimes about life experiences, the things you want to do, things you like to do. And you know, Jeremiah caught a big rock. And he did a nice job on it, too, because he had it well hooked.
No, I had it. Stole my hook.
Yeah, I did.
The rock actually stole my hook.
That's right.
Hate when that happens.
And Pete had a couple of dandy fish, and he managed quick releases on each of them so his hands didn't have to get dirty.
Oh, that was perfect.
And I got to witness Pete kiss the fish.
Yeah.
Got to kiss the fish, right?
Always got to kiss the fish.
As we wrap up another great Vikings Huddle, let's review what we learned. We heard about the importance of responsibility from our safety, Andrew Sandejo. We found out how responsibility and fishing go hand in hand. And we saw how martial arts can be a great workout for people of all ages. Join us next week on Vikings Huddle, to meet with Terrence Newman and learn about the importance of proper hydration. Also, tag along with Minnesota's own Adam Thielen at the Minnesota State Fair. See you again next week on Vikings Huddle.